In today's episode, we're talking about the present and the future of Divi. Welcome to the Divi Addicts Podcast, a podcast by Keegan Lanier Media, where we deliver news, tips, tricks on web design to education-hungry entrepreneurs who are looking to change their life by starting a full-fledged business with web design. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Divi Addicts Podcast. We're super amped as always to be here. We've had an interesting last few weeks. You know, we asked the question, really, what's next? And we gave you guys the ability to really choose that path. You know, we got a couple percent of people who actually who went, said their piece, and that response was overwhelmingly, you have to keep doing the podcast. You got to keep going, right? And so I think what's going to happen, we mentioned this in an episode, either the one 2 weeks ago or the one last week, where we talked about rolling with the punches and what was coming up. I think that the Divi Addicts Podcast is going to go to bi-weekly. I think we're going to put out a new episode every other week, and that will free up a lot of time for me to focus on client work, to balance out the craziness going on in my head with, you know, kind of processing 2020, processing work, processing life, and while still at the same time being able to bring value, drop some content here on the podcast. And, you know, just like we switched one way, we can always switch back. So if things get back to a place where I feel like they're super manageable, then I'll go ahead and return to doing these things every single week. I just want to make sure that I'm taking care of client work. I'm doing those things and also protecting myself, you know, taking care of my mental state. So, you know, in this episode, as the title says, we're going to talk about the present and the future of Divi. And, you know, currently, if you've been a user of Divi for any significant amount of time, you know, I've personally used Divi since about 2016. And to see the change in the evolution of the WordPress scene in general, but also the Divi theme has been incredible. I mean, it's constantly changing, it's constantly evolving. And today it's a very powerful, feature loaded theme builder. It's not just a theme, it's not just a plugin, it's not just something you think about adding into your website. I mean, this thing can do it all. It's got the theme builder. We've got scroll animations. We've got the new global presets. There's so much out there, so much competition, you know, whether it's Oxygen or Beaver Builder or Elementor or any of the other page builders out there. In my mind, they do not hold the candle to Divi. And some of them have, you know, an extra feature or two. Some of them have less. Some of them are lighter. Some of them are heavier. And, you know, it's about finding the balance that works really, really well for you. But for me and my money, Divi just cannot be beat. You know, less than $300 for a license for unlimited sites, that is an absolute steal. I think that Divi's or Elegant Themes business model for Divi is probably not a very good one, although they're making tons of money and they're making money off of ads. So maybe it's the smartest business model of all time. Without that, you know, with saying that, I'm super excited that it is what it is and that it costs what it costs, because I've made so much money off of this particular theme. Like, just Divi has allowed me to make so much money through client work and all those things. So currently, you know, it is absolutely at the very pinnacle of WordPress themes. It is one of the top highest number of installations, and it's just a great theme. It's reviewed very well. And as long as you don't put it on cheap shared hosting, you're going to be fine when it comes to Divi. It's going to run really well. It's going to do everything you want it to do, and it's just going to work. The beauty of it now is that we've got an amazing community. We've got the marketplace is open on Elegant Themes website, so there's exposure for new creators, new developers. The Facebook groups are as active as they've ever been. There's more people joining in the community. You know, Gino, Tim Streifler, David Blackman, Josh Hall, even Darrell Wilson. You know, he's more on the like the broader WordPress side of things, but he also does talk about Divi. There's a bunch of people out there doing really, really, really good tutorials and different things like that. And I'm hoping to throw my name into that hat when it comes to the YouTube side of things. I really want to grow. You recently crossed 500 subscribers, which is kind of mind-boggling to me. I mean, I had started from zero. So watching it grow and putting content out there and seeing people show up and like it is really, really awesome. The same as it is here on the podcast. You put out something, there's no one listening. And then all of a sudden you grow this little audience, and it's really, really cool. So, you know, talking that's really the current state of Divi and what things look like today here in October of 2020. But the next side of this is that we want to talk about the future. I want to talk about what Divi will look like in the next few years. And this is all speculation. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a DeLorean, no time machine here, but I'm hoping that I'm making some pretty educated guesses here. So, you know, the first thing I think is going to happen is that, you know, Divi 5 is going to come out probably some point in 2021. And with that, I think is going to be a very big focus on the underlying architecture of what Divi actually is. They're going to do their absolute best to keep things backwards compatible as they always have. And I give Elegant Themes tremendous props. I mean, they make sure that when they add new features on top, it really doesn't break things. And even when they transitioned and kind of forced people into the Visual Builder, they did it over such a long time that if you fought it and didn't want to go down that rabbit hole, eventually, yeah, you had to. But they gave you so many opportunities and so many ways to continue using the Classic Builder to and just to keep in the workflows, to not disrupt people who are using the theme to make a living. I think they're very mindful of that, which is huge, and they will continue to be, but they're going to completely remove the theme customizer. I hope so anyway. It creates conflicts. I wish that whole thing was stripped out and we could go with the front end Visual Builder and use the global presets. I think that would be amazing. It'd be a huge step in the right direction. The next thing I really expect is for them to create a framework inside of their layouts builder to where they can implement sections and rows and module layouts as well as the whole pages. So I know, you know, we talked in one of maybe the first, within the first 10 episodes of this podcast, we talked about the Divi Design Initiative and then Divi Design Initiative 2.0, where they basically doubled down on the number of layouts that they were going to put out each week. Well, in the early days, they didn't save them by sections or by modules or any of that stuff. So you had to implement or input the entire page. I think with Divi 5.0, or at least in sometime in the next year, that they're going to implement a framework for putting in sections and modules and, you know, have global headers, global footers, blog post layouts with the inner content and or post content and all those things that tie in really well to the theme builder. That's going to come. I would be very, very surprised if we don't see that with the next major release of Divi. And, you know, outside of the product, we've seen them, you know, everybody step back in 2020. We've got no word camps. We've got no concerts. We've got life as we know it all in disarray. So what I think and what I expect is for Elegant Themes, if I know them the way I think I know them, I think what they're going to do in 2021 or coming out of the COVID situation is really they're going to double down on meetups. I think they're going to double down on local meetups and the support that they give whenever it is safe for us to go back and interact with one another and bring big groups of people back together. I think that's going to be something that I would be surprised if they don't do. And then the last one is really, I would expect to get a 100% Divi focused WordCamp, probably in Southern California, but who knows, could be anywhere. But that's kind of where we're at. So I'll quick recap through these. You know, where we currently are, we've got a powerful feature-loaded theme that's best in class. We've got the theme builder. We've got scroll animations. We've got the global presets and everything else that comes with the Divi theme. And what we expect to see in the future is sections and modules in the layout, sections and module layouts in the Visual Builder and in that library of designs, as well as global headers and global footers. I think they will completely remove the theme customizer. They're going to double down on local meetups, and they are going to have one national Divi-focused WordCamp. That's my predictions. And that's a recap of kind of where we are. Again, this episode is really, really high level about Divi, about where it is, where it's going, where this podcast is going. And just a reminder, you know, I said it in the beginning, and I'll say it one more time. This podcast will go to every other week. We will post same time, Tuesday morning, every other week, 6 a.m. It's going to be pushed out to the world, to wherever you listen to podcasts. So with that, I will ask, if you're listening right now, we're 10 minutes and 30 seconds-ish into this podcast. If you love this podcast, it would mean the absolute world to me if you took a minute, wherever it is that you listen to it, especially if it's on iTunes, I know, or Apple Podcasts. I know that over 50% of you listen to it on Apple Podcasts. If you would take a second and review the podcast, it would mean the absolute world to me. It'll help other people find our little community we've got here. And to reiterate, I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I don't spend a ton of time in the other social networks. Possibly going to shift a little bit into Instagram and use stories to collect data and to interact with you and to send out DMs and polls and all those different things that are interactive. So maybe, you know, take a second. And if you're in Instagram, if you're a big Instagram user, find us at Keegan L Media. No, I'm sorry. On Instagram, it's Keegan Lanier Media, and DM us. If you're over on Twitter, find us at Keegan L Media, follow us and shoot us a message. Tell us, like, be more active on this platform. And whoever wins out is where I'm going to focus my time in the coming months and probably the next year. So if it's an Instagram world and everybody's pushing for Instagram, then we're going to create stories. We're going to do maybe even some reels. Who knows? We're definitely going to do some IGTV long form videos. And if it's Twitter that wins out, then we're going to be doing polls for content that's going to come over to the podcast itself. You know, we're going to give you options for what you'd like to hear us talk about and put the control of the podcast and the topics we discuss in your hands. So whether it's a poll on Instagram or it's a poll over on Twitter, you're going to dictate or be able to dictate the path that we take on this podcast. So I can't say thank you enough. 123 episodes, stamp it. We're done. It's in the books. Let's keep this train rolling. And again, I really, really am super appreciative of your time, the fact that you're listening to this podcast, the fact that a pretty solid number of you continue to come back here every single week, and it does seem to be creeping back up again. So share it with your friends, anybody who's interested in coding, anyone who uses Divi, help spread the word so that we can build this community and impact and really help a lot more people. Maybe even quit their job and take this freelance or this agency entrepreneur life. It's a fun one. It's a difficult one, but hell, life is difficult, so at least put the control in your own hands, right? I appreciate you. You have an awesome, awesome day. Stay safe out there and treat everybody with a little bit of kindness.